Lesson 5D, Exercise 3.
Who are the jailbreakers? Computer hackers rarely show their faces in public, allowing the stereotype of the socially awkward loner sitting in the dark in front of a computer screen to flourish. But the reality is rather different, at least when it comes to jailbreaking. Jailbreakers do not commit criminal acts like hacking into government computer systems or writing malicious viruses. Instead, they write code which removes the manufacturer's restrictions on everyday devices like smartphones and games consoles. A jailbroken device can run unofficial software and be used in ways which the manufacturer did not intend. Some of the big technology companies have taken legal action against jailbreakers, but with little success. James Welton, a smooth-talking 20-year-old from Cork, started messing around with computers at the age of 9 and began programming soon afterwards. His introduction into the world of jailbreaking was accidental. It happened when he won a pink iPod Nano. "Basically, I was on a plane and I was bored, so I just started tinkering with it and found something interesting," he explained. He discovered a vulnerability in the iPod software that could possibly be exploited to jailbreak the device. It was unusual enough that he wrote about it on his blog. Within a few days, he was contacted by another hacker known as Dark Malloc. In reality, a 16-year-old from Wales called Joshua Tucker. He introduced Welton to other hackers, big names in the hacking scene like Chronic and I Hate Snow. Chronic, a teenager from the United States called Will Strafak, is the founder of a jailbreaking team called Chronic Dev, while I Hate Snow, a 16-year-old called Stephen from Canada, is the developer of several well-known jailbreaking tools. Instead of taking up a place at university earlier this month, Welton decided to use the exposure that his jailbreaking activities have earned him to help get investors for a software company called Disruptive Developments that he founded in June. "I did my final exams on a Friday and became a chief executive on the Monday." Aaron Ash is another hacker turned entrepreneur. When Mr. Ash was 14, he got his hands on a calculator which he programmed to do his homework. He mowed people's lawns near his home in Peachtree City, Georgia, to earn money to buy the parts for a computer he built. After teaching himself to program it, he worked on video games before getting an Apple iPhone and turning his attention to that. The young Mr. Ash wanted to write apps for his phone, but it turned out that at 17, he was too young to sign up to Apple's official iPhone development program. That left him with no alternative but to become a hacker and write apps for jailbroken phones. "This was actually even cooler to my mind because it let me write programs that change the way the iPhone works," he said. "That's something you can't do if you are an official developer." Mr. Ash started selling his programs, called Barrel and Multiflow. But at this point, he came face to face with the darker side of the jailbreaking scene. "My Barrel app is being used by 3.5 million people, but the proportion of people who actually paid for it is now about 1 in 100, he said. Despite the rampant piracy, Ash has earned over $100,000 from his applications. That is easily enough to cover his computer science education so far at the University of Georgia. The problem he faces now is that he knows more than most of the teachers. "I'm actually considering leaving uni and starting a software contracting company with a friend I met in the jailbreaking scene." Going straight at an early age certainly seems to be the pattern in the jailbreaking world, and the scene has lost several of its senior figures to the lure of business. George Hotz, the 22-year-old hacker known as GeoHot, who was responsible for programs that jailbreak Apple's devices as well as Sony's PS3, left the jailbreaking scene earlier this year to take up a full-time job with Facebook. And Nicholas Allegra, the 19-year-old jailbreaking guru, better known in the hacking world as Comex, also found an alternative career. Apple was apparently so impressed with his jailbreaking skills that it persuaded him to join the company instead. It seems that the old notion of poacher-turned-gamekeeper still exists, even in our technology-oriented world.